Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic anti-choice talk show host, and Harriet Myers, the big question, does she or doesn't she? Only Karl Rove knows for sure. Now, America's legal system is so broken that it hardly matters whether she does or doesn't. Whatever, fill in the blank, because the good guys and the bad guys mostly act alike, and government officials hardly know right from wrong any longer. Who's worse on the scale of right and wrong, if you're going to rate people on that scale? Is it Harriet Myers, John Roberts, Yahoo, the ACLU, or Fox News? Who's wrong on that scale? Boy, that's some selection, huh? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. And if you think that you know who's worse on the scale of right and wrong, looking at Myers, Roberts, Yahoo, the ACLU, or Fox News, then call us at 800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-8-ENYART. 1-800-8-ENYART. All right. Would Harriet Myers make a good juror? Well, to see how confused our judges are, just look at our jury selection process that they preside over in America today. In a typical murder case, who gets selected from the jury pool? Well, it's the most ignorant person, typically. The most qualified to sit on the jury is the one who has no opinion and no knowledge, uninformed and apathetic. The most highly qualified juror is the one that in normal life we would consider ignorant. And the same has become true of our judges. Let's say you had a judge who knows right from wrong and who's on record saying homosexuality is an unhealthy lifestyle, or a judge who says that abortion is wrong. Then that judge would be disqualified, just like a juror who was not apathetic and who was not ignorant. Well, you're disqualified. You actually know something and you have a considered opinion, so you don't qualify. If you know right from wrong, then even Republican politicians will disqualify you from being a judge. Even today's Christian right, they're Christian leaders in America, and I'm a member of the Christian right. Even conservative Christian leaders think that the best judges are those who commit to ignoring right and wrong. Those who will merely uphold the law, whatever the law is. You can't be an activist judge, just you'll merely uphold the law, regardless of how destructive the law might be. Article 1 of the Constitution numbered black people as 3/5 of a person, codifying all the slavery laws in America. So an activist judge, if he was on the court during Dred Scott, would have ruled the opposite way and would have said it doesn't matter what our laws say, it's wrong to own someone because of the color of their skin. The only thing that matters, though, today is whether a nominee will uphold the law, whatever the law says. Today, a good nominee is basically a legal bureaucrat. Like John Roberts, what is his claim to fame? He brags that he has no prevailing core values, but that he will merely rubber stamp and uphold any law as long as we follow the process. You know, during Nuremberg, we tried judges and lawyers like that and convicted them. And their defense was, I was just doing my job. I was following precedent. I was upholding the law. What else could I do? What do you want me to do, be an activist judge and say, no, that's wrong? 10 of us from Bob and Yurt Live, we went to Hollywood, if you recall. Newer listeners won't know this. And we purchased O.J. Simpson's memorabilia at auction. We spent about $20,000 for O.J.'s Hall of Fame award and his Heisman autographed jerseys. And we burned them at high noon the next day on the steps of the L.A. courthouse. And why did we do that? We didn't do it to say O.J. was guilty. That would be a waste of money. Any honest observer knew that O.J. was guilty. But that stunt, basically that's a stunt, a publicity stunt, that stunt brought us more than $1 million of airtime and print, which we used to condemn America's legal system as utterly broken. It's the system that's broken. Now, what do our lawyers say in America? They say that we have the best system in the world. But by that, they mean that we have the highest paid lawyers in the world. That's what they mean. Because if you look at the actual results of our criminal justice system, and you see that America has among the highest rates in the world for murder, rape, and incarceration, and then if you combine those three, that's when you get the true misery index, showing that we have the worst legal system in the world, not the best. After all, it's no longer a justice system. Now it's just a system. All right, let me say that again. In fact, this would be good to memorize and pull it out at your next dinner party or Sunday school class. It's no longer a justice system. Now it's just a system. And please, if you ever win a court case, never, ever, ever say, "See, the system works." Don't ever say that. And if you ever have said it in the past, apologize to somebody. Even a broken clock is right twice a day. So if you win a case, it's by accident. You know, reporters, they stick their microphones in my face here at Bob and Yurt Live after we've won some legal battle. And they ask the same question they've asked 30,000 times in other cases. They say, "So do you consider this a victory?" And I always say, "No. Even though we've just won, it was not a victory. It was a random event in a mindless system." Don't give any credit whatsoever to our criminal justice system. It's broken. So will America be better off with Roberts and Myers? Well, you realize that the most horrendous decisions have been handed down by federal judges appointed by Republican presidents. I love James Dobson, but must say respectfully that almost all the judges he rails against are his judges. For along with Falwell and Robertson and the rest, for a quarter century, they told us that if we elect pro-life Republican presidents, we'd get judges who would uphold Judeo-Christian values. Hasn't worked. Today, we can do an autopsy on that strategy. Because it's dead. It's a Republican U.S. Supreme Court. Remember? 7 of the 9 have been nominated by Republican presidents. And it's this court, a Republican Supreme Court, which systematically undermines the American family. It's this court that has ruled in favor of the child porn industry. Remember that? Child pornography against families in law enforcement. When they ruled that child porn is legal if it's produced digitally, against the testimony of detectives who argued that it would be so much harder to prosecute child pornographers because computer animation is getting so good. How do you know if the child being sodomized is digital or not? And the men who purchase such child porn, whether it's digital or not, they'll go on to rape kids. They're not going to rape virtual children, but actual living human beings. And it's our Republican U.S. Supreme Court that has handed down such decisions. Our phone number is 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Now, this reminds me of when I debated the director of Colorado's ACLU. We still sell that DVD? Yeah, we sell that. It's called the ACLU debate. And we conducted that debate on Channel 12, Denver's PBS TV station. And Jim Joy, the ACLU's executive director, he didn't want to admit it, but I kept pressing the issue. And he did admit that his organization advocates the right to publish child pornography. The ACLU supports the right to distribute and profit from videos of children being sodomized. They're pigs. Of course, every time another video is sold of a child being sodomized, that child is victimized again and again. Now, Fox News is reporting that Yahoo has agreed with a government request to close down tens of thousands of child sex chat rooms. Now, check this out. This story is just out today. These chat rooms at Yahoo, they invite young children and teenagers to talk about sex with adults. Now, this story, of course, shows America's debauchery, but not only by Yahoo, but even by Fox News. Think about it. Yahoo concluded talks with New York and Nebraska officials, during which they closed down thousands of Yahoo chat rooms with names like Girls 13 and Up for Much Older Men. That's the name of a chat room. And they have 70,000 of these kinds of chat rooms on their Yahoo service or being created, which they've blocked or closed down. So Girls 13 and Up for Much Older Men, and another chat room, 8 to 12-year-old girls for men. Now, 70,000 of chat rooms like these. And where were these chat rooms? They were in the children's areas on Yahoo, in their teen section, and in their schools and education section. And so with the government in these two states pressuring them, Yahoo took action, and they want to look like heroes. Look what we did to protect kids. But I despise them for looking the other way and allowing the proliferation of such chat rooms to begin with. It's despicable. But why would I criticize Fox News? All they're doing is reporting this and other stories like it. That's it. Well, because as pretend conservatives, they undermine that which historically has protected our children, the value system of Judeo-Christian morality. How do they do that? Well, I'll give you two examples. One from our O'Reilly file, and another from their network slogan, Fair and Balanced. Isn't that their slogan, Fair and Balanced? By the way, again, our phone number, and on any of these topics, Harriet Myers, John Edwards, the ACLU, Yahoo, Fox News Channel. Our phone number is 800-8-N-Y-A-R-T. That's 1-800-8-E-N-Y-A-R-T or 1-800-836-9278. Okay. So two examples about Fox News and how destructive they are. One from O'Reilly and the other from their slogan, Fair and Balanced. Now, the very notion of unbiased journalism, that left-wing ideal, that intrinsically undermines the notion of truth and right and wrong. You're going to be unbiased when reporting about important social or political issues like, let's say, terrorism, Al-Qaeda? Are you going to be unbiased when reporting about Al-Qaeda? Of course not. It would be inane and it would be evil. You're going to be unbiased when reporting about NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, the Sex by Eight or It's Too Late group of homosexuals that exist to sodomize children? And are you going to be unbiased? You're going to say, well, they have every right to hold their meetings in public libraries and have websites and advocate their position. You're going to be unbiased when reporting about skinheads or neo-Nazis, racist. How about socialism? Remember, thou shalt not steal. So the liberal left-wing notion of unbiased journalism, which Fox News Channel has entrenched in their network slogan, Fair and Balanced, is fundamentally destructive to Judeo-Christian morality. And O'Reilly himself, right? And he does something that's typical of the Fox News Channel, and it's that they are systematically voyeuristic. voyeurism is their big thing. From our O'Reilly O'Reilly file, whenever Bill O'Reilly airs a segment on his TV show of, let's say, high school girls who've been videotaped in sexual conduct, what does he do with the video? He airs it. And while he's shaking his finger and saying how terrible these half-clothed young girls gyrating, how terrible that this video has been uploaded to the internet, he shows the video four or five times while he's condemning the behavior. That's called voyeurism. And O'Reilly complains, for example, that, well, Oregon legalized public sex acts. He says, look how terrible that is. Look what's becoming of our culture. Look at that state. But then he's asked about his position, and he clarifies, well, it's not that it's wrong, or it's not that I'm saying that the shows would be bad, but it's only because it wasn't a Democratic vote. That's it. Same thing with homosexual marriage. It's only because judges imposed it on us. But I'm Bill O'Reilly. I have no fundamental moral principle. Whatever the people vote for, it's the folks. And whatever the folks vote for, then, hey, that's the will of the people. So if the folks vote to kill Jews, or if Germans approved of locking up Jews, right, taking their property and locking them up in concentration camps, that was widely approved of. And the Romans approved of gladiators killing Christians. And Americans approved of owning blacks because of the color of their skin. The problem with homosexual marriage is that the folks didn't decide it. You see, this is amoral. This is not a moral statement. This is simply a process statement. Well, crack cocaine could be legalized if it's the will of the people. Or pornography, or say prostitution, right? Prostitution in America is legal in some places, they say, but it's actually legal in all 50 states as long as it's part of the production of pornography. And then forget about OSHA regulations, forget about health hazards. It's just, hey, if you're paying women for sex and it's part of producing a video, it's legal. So that's where we're at, because our Christian leaders and the Christian right, our conservative leaders, our Republican leaders have for decades now pursued an amoral strategy of no prevailing value system, but simply following the process. And it's destroying America's foundation of right and wrong, and millions of kids grow up not knowing if there is such a thing as right and wrong. Have you talked to any lately? So our phone number, once again, 800-8-NYARDS. It's 1-800-836-9278. So let's see, what else do we have in the news here? Let's see, homophobia. Here at Bob and Yart Live, I'm anti-choice, homophobic anti-choice talk show host. Yes, it's true that I'm homophobic, but it's okay. Even liberals don't mind because they realize that I was born this way. And when I've told my family and friends that I'm homophobic, I was worried to tell them, but lo and behold, they accepted me anyway. And I realized that I don't have to change just to please other people. And also that I was born this way. It's innate. Okay, now a couple other items in the news. So Karl Rove told James Dobson, trust me, Harriet Myers is a Christian. If you took everybody in America who said they're Christian, which percentage would say that abortion was murder? Seems like a minority. So Harriet Myers is Christian, and it's the trust me defense. Karl Rove, what's the evidence that he has a lifelong commitment to justice for unborn children? Or does he have a lifelong commitment to winning legal victories for his clients, for Republicans? So it doesn't matter whether You know, George W. Bush is proud of all the pro-abortion judges he has nominated and put on the bench. If he was ashamed of them and said it was such a tragic error that I put so many pro-abortion judges on the federal judiciary and the Texas courts, and I'm so saddened to see the error in judgment I made, then that would be something we could work with and begin to trust him. But George W. Bush is proud of the pro-abortion judges that he's nominated so that his judgment regarding good judges is not reliable. And it is the epitome of putting your head in the sand and looking the other way for our pro-life leaders to say we should trust George W. Bush's judgment. And James Dobson was saying, well, we should trust his judgment. And if you knew what I knew, then, well, I can't really tell you because it was a private conversation with Karl Rove. But if you knew what I knew, then you'd probably support her, although I'm not really sure. And if I'm wrong, I'll repent. Well, but it's like repenting in advance. It's almost like selling indulgences. The Roman Catholic Church offering indulgences. You're going to sin next year? Okay, how much? And here's what we recommend you pay. If you don't know, we live in a world where educated, successful people brag that they support the right, the legal right, for women to kill their unborn children. And so in that world, in an administration that has promoted plenty of pro-abortion people to important government posts, then we need some kind of an assurance from someone before we should support them that they are against the killing of unborn children. But we have reached a point in Christian political strategy where our leaders say, we don't want to know that. In fact, it would be inappropriate. We don't want that. We just want to know if they're going to follow the process. Let's go to Firestone, Colorado. Our phone number is 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. In Firestone, Steve, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good.
I'll tell you, I get real frustrated when I see comments from the president, comments from Jim Dobson, these people that are constantly saying, which is an obvious lie, we've never had a single discussion about Roe v. Wade. I mean, the single biggest issue that the Supreme Court could possibly face.
Right.
And they all act like and expect us to believe this lie that they're not discussing their views on this issue. And it makes them, for example, Dr. Dobson, who's a wonderful man who we both have so much respect for, it makes him look like a liar, and it makes this entire pro-life, conservative, right-wing movement look like a bunch of goofballs, because it is so obvious that he is not telling the truth. And I wish that these guys would either keep their mouth shut about their private discussions or just admit it. Say, yeah, we discussed it, and I'm confident that she's going to vote the right way on this or something, you know, and tell the truth.
Which, by George W. Bush's track record, there's no way Harriet Myers, for example, believes that homosexuality is unhealthy or destructive. There's no way. There's no conceivable way. On abortion, there's no way that she believes that to kill an unborn child is murder. There's no conceivable way that she believes that.
Well, not looking at his record, because he has not, you know, this was the fight that we had geared up for, not for 20 years like so many people are saying, but for 30 years or better, as the conservative right and people of faith began to assert their power politically and to campaign and to build strength. This was the fight, and he ducked it again.
So
two times in 2 months.
So, Stephen, you know, do you mind if I recognize your voice? I don't know if people in the audience do. Could we identify
sure.
you? As, all right. Steve Curtis is the former chairman of the Colorado Republican Party. And, Steve, thanks for calling in.
You bet.
If If George W. Bush, in fact, never does discuss abortion with any of his judicial nominees, then it's the height of negligence. It'd be like trying to turn Germany around 70 years ago and not asking someone if they supported killing Jews or not.
Well, and if he's doing that, I mean, I suppose that that's possible because his record indicates that it is not on the top of his to-do list of, you know, things to get done, you know, ending the slaughter of the unborn. But so I suppose that's possible. But if so, it's such a breach of the trust of the people that put him in office.
Yeah, either way, it's utterly devastating. And I even hate to remember one of the spokeswomen down at Focus on the Family just when John Roberts was nominated. And her name is Carrie Gordon Earl. And she said this. Of course, they were asked by the media, what do you think of John Roberts? And do you think he's against abortion? And she said, we're not so much concerned what his position is on abortion or Roe v. Wade as we are whether he's a strict constructionist.
Yeah, which again is either a lie or it is just a slap in the face to the people that support that ministry. Because, you know, the people that support Focus on the Family, the people that support any Christian conservative ministry are not concerned with this phrase, strict constructionist. We want to know, issue by issue, where these people land, you know, where they're going to where they're going to fall when the day comes.
Right. You know? Do they know right from wrong, for starters? And when you have conservative, right-wing, Christian, whatever, Republican leaders who are afraid, and by principle, they will not talk about right and wrong. They will only talk about process. You cannot win a culture war over right and wrong when the generals are ashamed to mention right and wrong.
Well, I think that the state of especially the Republican brand of Christianity today disproves the theory of evolution because these people grew a spine.
Steve,
you know, I mean, that's just where it lands, unfortunately.
All right. Hey, thank you so very much for calling in.
You bet.
It's an honor. We got a call from someone well-known in Colorado, the former chairman of the Colorado State Republican Party, Steve Curtis, who's been very involved in the culture war here in Colorado. And what a neat guy and a thrill to have him call in. Hey, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, simply the best private school, the best Christian school I've ever seen in my 46 years. It really is an extraordinary place. Check out Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. This is Bob Benyar, and our website is KGOV.com.